So I'm here now at the Abbey with the Chief Executive, Jez George, and the Academy Manager, Mark Bonner. Jez, you got an announcement today.
Yeah, just fantastic news for the club after the exploits at Old Trafford is that we passed the audit for the EPPP, so we're a Category 3 club. We've managed to do that in an extraordinary short length of time after promotion. It was a really tight timescale that we were given. We're really grateful to the Football League because they've helped us throughout the process, but I think for the fact that we got a provisional licence at the beginning of July and then all the paperwork and the performance plan had to be in by the end of November and then we're audited at the beginning of December, the fact that we've managed to pass and pass well speaks volumes for Mark and all the staff. It's great news, and it means, you know, the security of our academy that we've been fighting for so many years outside the league. You know, we have that security now for the next 3 years, and it's a real platform for us to develop and go forward.
Well, many congratulations, Mark. Just explain what the certificate actually means. What does it allow you to do?
So I think the most basic thing is it secures the funding for us for a three-year period. It secures us a regular games programme, which we haven't had previously, and allows us to register and hold compensation rights for our players. They're probably the three biggest areas that it does for us that it hasn't done. In terms of the process, it doesn't change us too much from what we've been running outside of the league, but it does make things a lot more formal and allows us to run an academy in line with everybody else.
So what kind of things did they look at, did they examine when they came to see you? And was there anything that you didn't pass on, or was it all flying colours, no problems at all?
Yeah, those issues. We get audited on sort of 10 KPIs, which we had to provide a performance plan on, which was a 900-page document that we put together outlining the following KPIs. KPI 1 was on vision and strategy. KPI 2, leadership and management. KPI 3 was coaching. 4, education and welfare. 5, games programme. 6, sports science and medicine. 7, player progress reviews. 8, talent ID and recruitment, 9, facilities and 10, finance. We scored in line with some Cat 1 and Cat 2 clubs in some of those categories and KPIs, which is fantastic for us. And we sort of scraped through on a number of issues that we need to sort of really, really, you know, get up to scratch on.
Let me guess, is one of them facilities by any chance? Because, of course, the ground and the state of the ground is something of an ongoing thorny issue here.
Obviously, I think that's something that's been highlighted quite a lot recently, and Jez would be better placed to touch on that than I would. But from an academy point of view, there's a real need for better facilities, better training facilities, and additional facilities within the complexes that we use, and trying to minimise the number of facilities that we use, because obviously relying on hiring facilities means we end up here, there, and everywhere, really. And yeah, that was an area that we scored quite poorly on, and we need to put as an area of focus.
So, Jez George, we know after the Man United adventure, the two games and more than £1 million that's in the coffers from that, you're going to get new toilets, but you need more than that, don't you, in a football ground? Talk to us about the facilities and what's lacking.
Yeah, before I do that, Mark's been very modest there because, you know, the Football League, I think when they first came to visit us, we would be the first club that's passed this audit after promotion. You know, there's been a lot of clubs have been promoted in the last 3 years and have either failed the audit, not tried to get into the programme, or settled for being a Category 4 club. So we're at a level, the highest we can be with the facilities we've got. And the only category that we scored poorly in was facilities. Some of those categories we got 100% in. And the mark that we ended up with puts us at the real top end of all the Category 3 clubs. So listen, it was a brilliant effort by Mark and by all the staff to do that in such a small period of time. The problem with facilities is simple. We don't own any. We haven't got any training facilities whatsoever that we own. We're not on a single site. So from Monday to Friday, our academy train at 7 different venues all over the place, from St Neots to Baldock to Royston to Cottenham to the Abbey.
And today it was even worse because the rain affected your main training ground, as I understand it.
Yeah, we haven't got any AstroTurf facilities. We want to work with Clare College because that's a fantastic grass facility that we have during the week for the scholars and the first team. But even that has challenges because at the weekend, that's the games venue for the academy teams and there's no parents area. The provision for physio isn't good enough. The changing facilities aren't good enough. But really, the key point is that we use too many AstroTurfs from Monday to Friday and they haven't all got the facilities that are required. So, you know, the answer to that is the Sporting Village. You know, that becomes the base for our academy. It becomes the base for our community trust. and it will enable us, if we can, you know, and the plans include an indoor area, 60 by 40 indoor area, which would enable us to be a Category 2 club. Now, when you talk about these different levels, really Category 1 is for clubs with millions of pounds in terms of budget, and the Man Uniteds, the Arsenals, the Tottenhams. You know, we're never going to be able to aspire and reach that level. But the Cat 2 clubs are your medium-sized Premier League clubs and your more ambitious and bigger-sized Championship clubs. And that is an aspiration for us because our compensation rights are higher. You know, if someone wants to take one of our players, they have to pay more money for them. The games programme's improved. The staffing levels are more... We have to provide more staff, you know, so it's more onerous in terms of what we need. But we want to develop good young players. So for us, that's an aspiration. But in the short term, we're going to be re-examined on our facilities in the summer, and we have to show some progress towards less sites and the long-term vision as to how we're going to, you know, correct that problem.
So a big day for Cambridge United. And, of course, it's many youngsters, Mark.
Yeah, but lots of them. And I think it's... To be honest, the timescale we had to do it in was ridiculous, and almost a little part of us felt was unfair. But I guess that's how the club sort of always reacts when things are difficult. We sort of want to prove a few people wrong and be able to pass it and prove to them that we're capable of doing it. So the fact that we did it is great. The fact that we were in a position to even contemplate doing it is incredible, really. To have been in a position, having been outside the league for 9 years, where we can... be in a position where the league are saying, yeah, we think you can have a go at this process, is incredible. To have done it with, you know, no funding, and everyone sort of knows the story behind that, and the commitment from people like Jez and Tom Pell that have almost been here that whole period of time, it's unbelievable, to be honest. So I know that we'll get quite a bit of credit for the 4 or 5 months' work that we've done, but we wouldn't ever have been in a position to do it had it not been like it was here, scrapping to keep everything alive for the last 9 years. So I think it's massive credit to everyone who's played the part over that time that needs a bit of a pat on the back as well, to be honest.
Mark Bonner, Jez George, thank you. Well done.
Thanks very much, Chris.